Blog Talk Radio.
This is Sports Inside and Out. Legends of Sports, the voice of Legends of Sports. When legends speak, people listen. Now, here's your host, the coach, Chuck Hatcher.
Welcome to Sports Inside and Out, and I'm your host, the coach, Chuck Hatcher, here in the Central Virginia Peninsula area, broadcasting the podcast. Thank you so much for letting us be a part of your Saturday morning, of course, and we're waiting on our Hall of Fame co-hosts and contributors to come on and catch up with the news that you can use, that's right, from the legends of sports. Hey, just to give you an update, had a tremendous, and you're going to hear it very probably over the weekend on Monday, a live fly interview with Artis Gilmore. Had a chance to get with A-Train, of course, Baron called in, the Wonder Man. He was in Philadelphia at the Glenn Mills. He's going to come on and talk about that fantastic clinic, but had a very candid live conversation with artists and went over some old times and was able to talk about some things that a lot of people would be surprised and very happy to know about artists, of course. And he's a great guy, very soft-spoken, intelligent, one of the greatest top centers in the NBA history, of course. And he's in top 50 greatest of us. And of course, Hall of Famer as well, and doing a lot of great things for education, of course, back at Jacksonville University, where he hails from, and had a great one-on-one segment with Otis, and had a chance to spend some real candid time with him before we left out the area and to get back, and, you know, he looks forward to working with A in the future as well. Now, this was a very rare on-the-fly live piece that we caught, so the quality is not completely up to par because we were in the hotel lobby talking with him, but it is an exciting piece, and you'll be able to really enjoy it on Sports Inside and Out Legends sports show coming up on SoundCloud. Of course, you can catch it on SportsInsideAndOut.com, Sports Inside and Out Legends Facebook, and like that page and LinkedIn account as well as Twitter, and you'll be able to hear a real live interview with Artis Gilmore, one of the greatest centers. We're waiting for the guys to come up now, and I think I see Wally's popping up. I think he's at the airport. Wally, you're there, and I think Bobby may be coming up.
I can see
I am coming.
Coach Jackson. Yes, I am, Coach Hatcher, right here in the Philadelphia airport, and had a wonderful time working with some of the great legends that actually came out to Glenn Mills Wrestling Facility, T. Shields from West Philadelphia, South Carolina State, Bill Baggett, who will be inducted in November in the Brooklyn Hall of Fame, and Coach Hamilton. But you know what happened? T. Shields brought over one of the old legends from Overbrook, Fred Douglas. And it was so nice to have these different personalities and legends to come talk to the young people. Sonny Reeler, one of the great Darby Colwin high school ball players and Cheney State great Hall of Famer. They came over and volunteered. I want people to understand the importance of giving back and mentoring. So when I told them we were appearing there, the Sports Inside and Out Shoot for the Stars program, I can't tell you the support that I get from local legends that really affect the kids. It's a wonderful training, Coach Hatcher. When they ask for you, of course, Jeff Hill, D. Shield, they ask for you and wish you well. But, again, I heard your conversation regarding artists. It was a wonderful interview.
Yeah.
Very intelligent young man. And I think that's so important in our society to realize that they're scholar athletes. These young men are very intelligent. So it was nice talking with him, Coach.
He stressed his admiration, and he's been listening to the show very diligently. Matter of fact, for our listeners that was at, he heard our tribute to Moses Malone show we had with Ollie Taylor and Robert Reed, Johnny Newman, and he was at everybody was at the funeral area. And getting ready for the film for Moses in Houston. And he says, "Man, I was looking for you guys, man. I heard Ollie, and I saw Ollie. I was just talking with Ollie, and he turned around, and he was on the interview. I didn't see y'all there." I said, "Well, no." I said, "We taped that, Ollie." He said, "You taped it? I forgot you guys are on the road, y'all mobile." I said, "Well, we couldn't get there. Wally had the shingles, and I had the back injury, so we were recovering." So he said, "Man, y'all sounded great, man. I listen to you guys all the time." So we got the cats really zooming in. I think Bobby's up now. Bobby?
Come on, start with Stan, baby. How you
hey,
doing?
Bobby Hunter. Ooh. Yeah.
Oh, listen, Wally, I had a great time. I was thinking about your father with my neighbor, Milton Wiener. It's going to be his 100th birthday.
Oh, my goodness.
And celebrated with his family. Milton, what did you do when you were in the during the war?
I was working Washington as an engineer in the naval contractor. I spent 2 years in Washington and then transferred back here to Brooklyn Navy Yard, where the war ended. My job ended with it.
Extremely important question that everybody wants to know. How did you reach 100 years old?
No smoking, no drinking, like women.
Well, young men, you heard that.
Tell her to repeat that one more time, Bobby.
Could you repeat that one more time, Milton?
Thank you. No smoking, no drinking, and plenty of women.
Well, I don't know if I'll be able to reach that plateau with those criteria. Milton is making a donation to me to the Hello program, where I'll be going into hospitals and into centers. Speaking with kids that don't get any visitors.
Right.
Milton has been very helpful in mentoring, and I've brought young students by here that he has told them advice on stock. How did you get involved with stock?
40 good years.
Now, he went to Stuyvesant High School. You know, that's one of Stuart Park's rivals down in the Lower East Side. I forgave him for that. But otherwise, he's been a great friend and a great mentor because he's able to think in manners that I can't. I call him Napoleon Truman.
Napoleon Truman.
That's fantastic.
So I'd just like everybody to wish Milton a happy birthday. And Milton, how many more years do you think you got?
Not many, but I hope they're good ones.
All right. That's a lot of wisdom there, I tell you.
But, Coach, I'm telling you, a lot of times I can't put the O's together in the dots, and I come over and ask Milton, and he gives me a quick assessment. I mean, you know what I mean?
Well, God bless you, and on behalf of Sports Inside and Out and all of our listeners around the country and the world, Milton, we wish you a happy birthday, my friend.
Yes, happy birthday to you. Believe me, I just was with my dad, 99 years old.
99.
And he's getting around. He'll be 99 December 31st.
Yeah.
But a blessing to all those young men. And we'll seek wisdom from our legends, I've seen
that's
this
right.
and that. And you got to see
right.
Oh, listen, let me tell you this also. You know, Milton had a little trouble, about a month back. I was really very worried about him because I was coming checking on him, you know, and I told him, I said, listen, don't try to leave me on this earth here because he cooks 5-course meals. Himself,
wow.
You know, and one of them is my favorite soup.
He has a lot of favorites now. He don't know which one to ask you to bake for him.
Culinary arts right there. That's right.
That's right. Right. The story.
Say goodbye now. And
uh-huh.
let them make your acquaintance. Hope to see you.
Thank you.
Soon.
God bless you. God bless you,
Milton. Yeah,
God
man.
Bless
hey,
you. That's
God. A good
thing.
Hey, yeah. I had a great time, boy, you know.
Yeah, see, I did yeah. see the pictures this morning, Bobby, that you took of
Milton.
Oh,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And we, as a matter of fact, I'll post it along with the blog with you and Milton there eating a piece of his cake, I believe it was.
Ah, yes,
yeah.
yes. But listen, he makes great cake. He makes
I would
a
imagine
blueberry cake just like Grandma used to make. And that's
yeah.
for 99 cents. That was
Oh, man.
Some women at a picnic challenged us, and he came by and made a blueberry cake for 99 cents.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
Getting around, Bobby.
Well, you know, that's one thing, Wally, that, you know, we are so appreciative of legends, particularly with Bobby Hunter, the way he is really holistically bringing the Hello program to all involved and knows the value of legacy, of age and wisdom. So, that's a great, great thing that we continuously do. And, of course, the one that proxies that more than anybody that we know of, Wally, is Bobby Zorro Hunter.
Well, you know, Coach Arnie Falco and also Commissioner Silver are interested, especially in the manner that we are targeting people who don't get visitors. And
yeah.
one of the great things I like is that I'm going to give the firm's name. I had a firm that gave a job to Felicia Buchanan. And
yeah.
she'll be working in the writing program, and her and Wally will be doing a clinic in November at the Seagull School.
Mm-hmm.
And Wally works pretty well, yeah.
What's the name of the firm that might be working with Felicia, Bobby?
I'll post it, and I will have an interview with them in one of our next programs.
Right, that'll be a follow up from what you did with Felicia.
Yes.
Yes. All right.
Looking forward for that.
Fantastic.
Looking forward
yeah.
for that, Bobby.
So many great things are happening, and this Hello program is a very, very viral type of program. It's going to be contagious because we must look after our wisdom of our elders. That's where it all comes from. And we've gotten away, our society, our new age society, I got to put it that way, Wally, because we were raised on looking after our elders. That is our legacy and our rite of passage to where we are today. But our young people have to understand the value and the blessings of what we receive by taking care of those that were there before us to help us get to where we are, the elders. And, you know, and I guess it's more indicative than what we do. You know, we try to bring you history, respectability, or how you get to where you are now. We do it through sports, but also we do it through programs like the Hello program that we can actually physically reach back off the court. Sports Inside and Out is what it's called now. Sports Inside and Out of Sports. So, this is a great opportunity to help and continue on these type of philanthropic programs such as what we're trying to do with the Hello program headed up by Bobby Zorro Don't nickname it. His name is Zorro Hunter. And somebody called me and said, I know Bobby Hunter. I said, who you know Bobby Hunter from? Where do you know Bobby Hunter? He said, I know Bobby Hunter from Brooklyn. I said, which Bobby Hunter is this? Bobby Hunter's from Harlem. He said, no. His name's Zorro. He said, no, I don't think so. I don't want to talk about it because that's not Bobby Hunter.
No, I ran three men's homeless shelters in Brooklyn.
Okay. I apologize to the brother. I got to apologize.
Okay, you have to apologize. Listen, I found one of the young men from the shelter met me at the casino. He's now married. And what happened was I tricked him. I told him we were going to a softball game on Ward's Island. And it turned out I put him into a rehabilitation center there. So he always laughed about it. I put three of them in there. They thought they were going to a softball game. And I put them into a rehabilitation center in Ward's Island. So every time I see either one of them, we really laugh about it. And, you know, Gator Rivers is doing the grandparents program where he's having grandparents come and work individually with the kids.
No,
it is a very ongoing program, so it's part of the Hello program. And, you know, you hit it right on the nose, Coach, when you said we don't work with our elders like we once did. The relationship between grandson and grandfather. And we're missing the extended family program in which we once had.
Yeah, it really is. And it's so important to growing up to make you the type of person that you are. You know what? And it's biblical, listeners and the legends. It's biblical because it says in Proverbs, you know, you got to listen to your elders. You got to listen to it. And this is so important, you know. And I guess we look back and I talk to all of our people that really adhere to what we're talking about. This is the way we were raised. This is generational, and it goes back way beyond the age of cognizance. So, you know, it's so important for us to be able, utilizing the avenue and the platform of sports, to really bring back those things that are relevant to our young fan constituency, which is our youth guys. I guess that's no way other but put it. You know, pay attention, kids. Pay attention.
You got to do it.
And we have to show them, not only tell them. We have
to show
them.
That's so true.
That's what the training and assembly was out of Glenn Mills, over 100 male students. 125th year celebration of Glenn Mills, the correctional facility, but it's like a campus. And these young men have a lot of privileges to learn how to have character, how to respect the elders. That's why I thought it was so wonderful when T. Shields brought Fred Douglas, one of the old school legends, and talked about how he made it. So one of the things with the Miami Heat, when I was the principal of a middle school, the middle school students would visit the senior citizens' home and talk to the senior citizens to get that wisdom. And then I was so surprised, in the spring they put a senior citizens' prom at the AAA arena. And they brought all the senior citizens, bust them in, and had a prom for them, music and everything. So just to sit down with some of the senior citizens and see the things that they've done in their lives is amazing, amazing.
Yes.
You know, and you hit it on the head when you said amazing in their lives. This is something that we get surprised about.
Yeah.
And listen to Milton while he's telling me all the things he's done. And I said, go ahead, you can tell me everything. I'm sure that, you know, the time has expanded where you can't be charged or anything. You know. let me say this here, though. With the three-man basketball, we're having the foul shooting contest. Women 14 to 30 and 30 to 60. And it's going on very well. I didn't know it was going to turn out this well. But was posted last week. Wally had a foul shooting contest with the mothers against their sons. And everyone really, really took to that. And, it, you know, and while we were doing the foul shooting planning, this is one of the things that I thought of watching Wally. And you'll be able to see it on Facebook.
Right, right, right. Well, one thing for sure, you know, the guys, of course, everybody's down in Florida. Wally's going to migrate back down to the warm weather. So we had the crescent of the precipice here. But, you know, look for great things coming now. Next project we got coming up, for listeners, is we're getting prepared for the Philadelphia Hall of Fame inducting, I should say, posthumously, one of the greatest basketball guards in the country and in the history of basketball out of Philadelphia, the great Walt Hazard, the real Wizard of Westwood.
That's right.
We'll be coming up induction, and we'll be going into Philly getting ready for that the first week or so of November. And, of course, Jalice, the first lady of UCLA, you might as well say, is going to be there for her husband, and the family will be there. And of course, Wally will be there on behalf of his brother. That's November the 12th.
November the 12th, downtown at the Sheraton at 2nd and Chestnut.
Right.
And I'm very excited about it. I was hoping that even his son Rashid Hazard would come. He's the assistant coach of the New York Knicks. I don't know if he'll be able to get away, but his other sons, he has three other sons, and, of course, my sister, his sister, Dr. Maisha Hazard. She's a doctor.
Right. Right.
A profound student. I mean, a lady that's done so many things in the Los Angeles area in reference to education.
Right.
So QP said he's got his ticket. He's going to come. I'm trying to get my dad to come.
Right.
And have some fun while we're broadcasting. Last time
absolutely.
We were there, Coach Hatcher came all the way up. Forgot the young man that came with him, but we broadcast there when I was inducted with Mike Piazza. Patty Black from St. Joe, and also Bigger to Miami Soul. We had some great, great people there. I just can't recall the names, but we had a wonderful time. We had representation from the coach of Villanova came down. It really surprised me.
Coach Wright and John Chaney came, and
John Chaney.
Came to say something for Wally Jones. Wally had the entire alumni. I think Wally had the Boosters alumni. I mean, they really turned out. The Wildcats were present. They were saying, well, who's here for Villanova? They took over the whole section over there. But
my teammate, Joe McGill, who's an attorney, he showed up. And it's so nice to see these guys. I had to mention them. Yesterday when we came back from Glen Mills, we saw Sonny Hill. Yes, for you. And I went in the bank, and Steve Glickman was a guard for our championship team at Overbrook. And I hadn't seen Steve Glickman in 30 years.
Wow.
And we had a ball in that bank talking about basketball. And it was a wonderful time, how you run into people you haven't seen. And I feel so blessed, my old friends and old teammates.
Yes, yes. So many great things are coming up now, listeners, you know, and you get a lot of updates. You got to stay popped into our Saturday podcast. That gives you a litmus of everything that's getting ready to come up. And what we have done in the past, a lot more, believe me, a lot more is coming up on this update that you'll be able to get a good litmus of what's happening in the lives of the legends and in sports and what we're going to be doing. So that's for sure. Now, let's talk about Bobby. Bobby, what else is getting ready to happen? And we got about 5 minutes left, guys. So let's give an elevator on what's happening on the Bobby Zorro end as far as initiatives and things that's going up. And then we're going to Bob so I can talk about what's be happening when that next interview is coming up outside of the great artist Gilmore and stuff. Bobby, what's up? Give me a quick elevator.
Okay. We have close to 50 churches in Georgia that will be in a three-man basketball tournament, along with camps and clinics, in which we'll be running at the various churches and recreational sites. And we have sponsors that are going to, like the Monaco card, Visa, that are going to sponsor the event. And along with that, we will be having the women's foul shooting contest. But we will be directly going into churches and running basketball clinics that tell you about your community and tell you about what you need to do to be a part of it.
Right.
We're going to spell out to any youngster what his life needs to be like in order to be helpful within the society.
That's
right.
A great idea. Great
right,
idea.
Wallace?
Well, you know, I'm just going to piggyback off of that, Coach Hatcher and Bobby Zava. We were raised in church leagues, and that's where Fred Douglas and some of the old-timers were talking to the kids out of Glen Mills about we had that spiritual upbringing as we played in those church leagues. And I thought it was very important because the community and parents turned out for those leagues. And I thought that was so good. When you're in a community and have your parents there and the church congregation supporting your team, it's just a special thing when you're growing up as a kid. That's only when I'm 14, 15 years old. So you have that base, that foundation. Right. And we're trying to tell those kids at Glen Mills, you need a spiritual, whatever you believe in, with some spiritual base, because one important thing is that it's a gift. The Creator has given these kids gifts. And we're trying to show them how they're wasting it by making bad decisions and bad choices. So it was a very nice assembly and workshop and also clinic. And I like the idea of that, Bobby, having clinics there at churches and giving a chance to teach and entertain, interact, and also be a mentor to the kids. So looking forward for that, Bobby. Just keep me informed what's happening down in Fort Lauderdale.
Everything that you said, Wally, that's what we put into the document in which we're sending around to the churches. And then when we leave Georgia, we're going to Florida, which we're going to have a lot of fun down there in Florida.
Oh,
Wally.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I'm ready.
Yeah.
Sunshine,
also, we like to throw out there that another connection of ours is coming back. Of course, we talk with one of the great Overbrook legends, and former NBA and ABA legend with the Kentucky Colonels who played with Otis Gilboa, Mike Philly Dog Gale is going to be coming. Mike Gale. And he actually is going to be coming on, Bobby, with Otis
okay.
Gilboa. They're going to do a double bubble on us, and we're going to sit there and on a Wally Wonder and combination roundtable that we normally do and just talk about the ABA and the old days, and let Wally talk about Overbrook with Mike and the transition. I'll talk about my days of playing with Mike in college, and a few times we hooked up outside of that, and you know it's going to be a great thing. There's tune for that.
Talk about artists doing the camp there in Tallahassee every year.
Yeah,
no
we're going to have a great one. Yeah. It's going to be a roundtable. And artists said, let him know, you know, he's don't pass him up, he said. I'll be right there ready to join you, Cat.
Here you find.
Go after that one. Go after that one, Bobby.
Yeah,
go after that one. But we're going to have a great show taping, and it's going to be very shortly within the next week or so. They want to do it quickly. And actually, it'll be a reunion time for Otis and Mike. It's going to be a very much a surprise because they haven't talked or seen each other in a few years. So this will be the first time they actually sat down and talked with this type of format to catch up. It's going to be great. It's going to be another caveat for the show. And don't forget to listen to Otis live on the fly. Of course, now we caught him on the fly in the lobby of a hotel. He just sat down. We just started talking. That's how we do on Sports Inside and Out. So it's a live, unscripted interview with Otis Gilmore right there in the lobby of the. And I hope we need to get paid by this Marriott Courtyard.
We have Dr. Howard coming up with a review of the mixed gender basketball.
Absolutely.
Had to have Dr. Howard come on, find out how it's progressing.
Absolutely.
Haven't heard from him in a while.
Yes, a great, great cat. Another great Globetrotter, Dr. Howard. You know, not Dr. J of the Globetrotters, or Dr. Howard
Real
of the Globetrotter. Real
doubt.
All right. Well, listen, guys, we got to get out of here, and thank you so much for joining us this morning with our legends. Wally's at the airport getting out. Bobby Zorro is with A young man is 10 years old.
Milton,
I'm sorry. I'll put
Milton
another zero
Wiener.
On it. 100 years old. Okay, I got you.
Happy birthday.
Right. Happy
okay.
birthday.
Out of here. Okay, guys.
All right. Take
Stop
care, brother.
Okay, so now we're going to do this piece.